Welcome to Shine.fm's A Closer Look. Today's guest is Rhett Walker from the Rhett Walker Band with Don Burns.
It's Micah Tyler with Different on Shine.fm with Don and Danelli minus Danelli today, but filling in for Danelli now, we have Rhett Walker.
Rhett Nelly, right here.
That'll work. Or DeWitt? Danette? No, not Danette. That doesn't work.
That just gets weird now.
All right, so Rhett Walker is in. He's of the Rhett Walker Band.
Yes, yes.
How long did it take you to come up with that name?
My last name is actually Bained.
Bained, okay.
So it's Rhett Walker Bained, and we're like, let's drop off the E, and now, it sounds like Band.
Are you related in any way to J.J. Weeks Bained?
So, yeah, we're both from Georgia, which is weird. So we might actually be related. And we both dropped the E, which is crazy.
All right. So where in Georgia are you from?
I grew up on the South Carolina side in North Augusta.
Okay.
And my wife is from Augusta, Georgia, and he is somewhere else in Georgia.
I was born in Fitzgerald, Georgia.
Really?
Do you know where that is?
I don't.
I don't either, but that's where I was born. haven't been back since I was 48 hours old, but that's where I was born.
I will say it feels great up here.
Does it?
Like humidity-wise?
Yes, it does.
I don't know if it gets worse in the summer, but you can get dressed in Augusta and all dolled up, ready to go outside, and then its hair is just frizzy and you're sweating immediately. It's just bad.
Do guys get dolled up?
I don't think we do.
Okay.
I don't.
A little worried about that for a second.
Yeah, if guys do, no one told me.
Okay. I want you to sing a song for us.
Okay.
There was a song came out years ago, When Mercy Found Me. I want people to remember the Rhett Walker Band. I think that would be a great way to start that off. And then we're going to talk a little bit more, play another one of your older songs, and then you've got a brand new song that we just started playing last week and here on Shine.fm. We'll play that coming up in just a few, but take it away.
Start it.
I can't count the broken roads I've been down. All I know, something had to give. Something had to give. Cause living my life so wild and free, finally caught up, no one left me broken, left me hopeless. But that's when I met Jesus. And in one moment everything changed. 2 hours got washed away. Days and all those doubts, they don't seem to matter now. His grace is all I need. Oh, His grace is all I need. And them chains that I was in before, well, they don't hold me anymore. His love has rescued me. Oh, His love has set me free. My Savior's arms are open wide. And I fell in love for the very first time when Mercy found me.
Wow, great, great song. Love hearing that live. We might have to have you come in like on a regular basis, like every day or two, and sing that song live.
Fly up here and sing it.
That'll work. That sounds really good. When Mercy Found Me, the Rhett Walker Band, mainly just Rhett Walker and his guitar right now.
Rhett Walker Guitar Band.
So you're a South Carolina boy.
Yes.
Married to a Georgia girl.
Yes.
Just had a child.
Yes.
Now, this child is Tennessee or Georgia?
Tennessee. So we got two Georgia kids and two Tennessee kids.
Uh-oh.
So, and he's he don't know he's a Tennessee kid because he's
right
2.5 weeks old.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, so I've got 13, 11, 5, and 2 weeks old. So it's a full house.
So 2 weeks old, and it was about 2 weeks ago that I saw you.
Yes.
Singing a song, so...
We, and also in the middle of tour with Building 429, and so the bus got home Monday the 23rd at 2 a.m., got off the bus, drove straight to the hospital, had our fourth child at like 2:20 that afternoon.
Oh, okay.
Got to go home the next day, which was awesome. Only had to stay 24 hours, and then I flew out at 6 a.m. on Thursday. So it was crazy.
Very sweet. We have a couple of more folks that are going to come in and see Rhett Walker.
I wonder if they think I stink. Like, I wonder if he smells. I'm going to stay outside.
No, probably not. I was thinking, are you talking about you're playing, you're singing, or you're actually smelling? So I couldn't tell.
Maybe
where,
a little bit of all three.
I couldn't tell where you were going with that one. Okay, on tour with Building 429. So tell us a little bit what's been going on with Rhett Walker for the past few years.
Yeah, so I took last year off. When Mercy Found Me and Come the River came out, things picked up great, but we never slowed down, which I'm not complaining about one bit. But I've learned that I've got to slow down a little bit. So took last year off, been leading worship at my church, and my wife, she homeschools our kids. So I've been home, which I don't know if that's always great too, because I bought a lot of milk and a lot of bread because she was like, I need you to just get out of the house so the kids can pay attention. I'm the principal. I don't teach them or they wouldn't be smart.
Okay, kids. Just so you know, we homeschooled. I was the principal.
See?
So I understand completely, you know, when it was time for a field trip, that meant me and the kids.
It's hard for
getting out of the house
to be a principal, too, because if you're hungry for a snack and the kids are doing schoolwork, then they want a snack. So I've just hid snacks around the house in case the kids are in a certain room. I can still get snacks.
You want to bet that they're finding those snacks when you're out on tour?
No, now they know.
Okay.
Because they'll listen to this and they'll be like, oh, Dad's got snacks in around the house. So I stayed home. It was great. And it was good for the soul, man. Like, just being in my community. We live about 20 minutes outside of Nashville. Just kind of being in that community with the people and staying home was fantastic. And so I knew we were going to do another EP or another record. But everything I was kind of writing during that period of time, I wasn't loving. It just felt a little too hard, and art shouldn't feel that hard. And y'all probably don't know this, but when you write for a record, you write 50-something songs, and 30, 40 of them you probably will never hear, which is probably good that you don't hear them because you're like, I thought Rhett was talented, and this is a horrible song. So I just wasn't loving what I was writing, man, and I was having a conversation with my manager, and he was talking about praise and worship. He was like, a lot of times we forget the praise aspect of things. And he was like, even in the worst of worst, like, we have one foundation that we can always count on, and that's Jesus. And if we are a new creation in Jesus, then we don't have to hold on to the past or who people told us we should be, or the parent, the spouse, the wife, the husband. Like, we're able to focus on how God sees us, which is Jesus. And then push on and kind of move. So we started writing, me and my buddy wrote a song. It was like, say hello to the brand new you. It's kind of a reminder of just, we can wake up each morning, no matter what it looks like, and push forward smiling or shining.
There you go. Shine. There you go. Tie that in there. Very good. So we're going to play the brand new song, Say Hello, coming up in just a few minutes. Yeah. But I wanted you to play another song that people may remember you by. Come to the River. Can you do that one?
I knew it. Look, one thing about this song, I actually wrote this at the river. So me and Jesus had to have a little conversation, and I just went for a drive, and I told my wife, I was like, I'm going out. I'm going for a drive. Me and God were talking, and I did a lot of talking, and then I finally stopped and did a lot of listening, and that was the better part. But literally came to a river.
Which river?
It was the Tennessee River.
Okay.
So it kind of pulls off, and if it kind of went into the water. But here's the thing. I was like, after I wrote the song, I was like, I should go back there and fish. Because if I got a good song, maybe I'll get good fish. but no, didn't catch anything.
All right. So. You were blessed enough with a song, so you're good.
Yeah. God's like, you've got enough from this river. Leave it alone. I was torn between myself and your truth. These cursed memories forever seeping through. Oh, my thirst for myself left me wanting more, till I found myself face down on the shore. You say, come to the river. No more. My restless heart won't let me astray. To my selfish pride, I became my own slave. But you placed a thirst in me, no drink inside.
Awesome. Wow. Rhett Walker in the studio at Shine.fm this afternoon. Come to the River. That's a few years old. How long has that been
out? Those songs came out 2012, 2013.
All right. So 5-6 years ago.
Been a hot second.
And now you have a new project coming out in August.
Yes. Which I'm extremely excited about.
I would be from what I've heard so far. Yeah, sounds like it might be good.
I did it with Paul Moak again, who I did the first two records with. But this was probably the funnest record I've ever done. I think because I was writing, like, knowing I wanted to do an EP and an album, but didn't have a time of when we were going to do it. It was very freeing to just make music. And I was writing for my church at the same time, kind of doing that, so it was cool. So I just had fun with it, and I didn't really think about the business side of it and just let songs happen. And wrote with a lot of different people this time, where I've usually written with like one or two dudes, and we've done the whole record, and just tried a bunch of different things. Tried different like beats and samples. I rapped on it. I didn't do that, but
oh, bummer.
Thought about it. Would it have been cool? I don't even think I can rap.
You need to incorporate that into your concerts.
I know one rap.
Do you?
T- top of the morning to you, Deesa.
There you go.
And that's it. I don't even know the rest.
I don't either.
That's it.
That's good stuff, though. All right, so I'm glad you mentioned writers, because I'm going to ask you about one of the people you wrote with.
Okay.
Coming up, we're going to play your new one. We have to do a break right now, but we'll come back to it in just a few moments.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about your new song, Say Hello.
Perfect.
It's coming up on Shine.fm. Shine.fm. All right, Shine.fm with Don and Danelli, minus Danelli this afternoon. She is not feeling well at all. And I was telling Rhett, I think this is the first time she's been out since we started working together last year. So you know it had to be real serious, because she was really looking forward to this. And so since Danelli's not in, we do have some folks in the studio this afternoon, including one of our good friends on the afternoon show. We love chatting with him and texting with him and his family. We have a Pastor Jesse. Jesse Spencer's in the studio with us this afternoon. And since Danelli's not here to ask questions, Jesse had some questions for you. And I am a little bit scared about this.
I'm scared right now.
Because, well, he's really not afraid to say anything. So
so what do these three things have in common, Rhett? No, really. Is it question time?
Yeah, ask a question.
Seth is in the studio, and he's just graduating this year and loves to sing. So his question is, when did you know that being a Christian singer was God's calling on your life?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't think I ever had this like massive moment where it was like, you're going to be a singer, you know? I think I tried to like be open to opportunities. I mean, I started leading worship at a young age, and I was on the drums. And my worship leader at the time, his name is Don Baltzegler. His son, Heath Baltzegler, is actually in North Point Inside Out band. But he was our worship leader, great dude. And he was like, I need you to come off and play off of drums and sing. And I never sang. And my dad sang in Southern Gospel Quartet. My sister's a singer. And I sang Todd Agnew, Grace Like Rain. I thought they wanted me to sing. And I sang it. And my mom was on the front row. And I was scared half to death. And I was like, did I do good? And she said, I promise you, sweetest lady you ever meet. But she said, well, you sang the whole thing. And I was like, yeah, I was supposed to. She's like, yep, you sang every bit of it. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, I guess it was that bad. But they never let me go back to drums. So maybe that meant I was just horrible at drums. I don't know. But I started singing and leading worship, and me and my wife had, you know, gotten pregnant at an early age and gotten married and just really were sold out to whatever God wanted us to do. And Southeastern Seminary called about me leading worship, and just things just kept opening up and opening up and like crazy. So we're here now. So here we are at Shine FM, from just leading at little churches, touring all over. So just trying to follow God wherever he takes me.
Amen. God is good. Well, you mentioned your wife. How does your wife feel about your time spent away from home on the road when you're touring?
Man, she is strong, incredibly strong. Because it's not easy. Like, it's fun me getting to be here and eat Slim Jims and drink Sun Drop with y'all guys. Like,
hey, Rhett, did you notice that a lot of the people have Sun Drops and Slim Jims in here?
Like, you got the retneck snack.
Yeah, and you're the only one drinking the Sun Drop and eating the Slim Jims.
It's kind of
what's that say?
Kind of saddens me that they're not doing it. But it's a lot easier when you get to, you know, have fun with cool people and have some gems and Sun Drop. But she's the trooper. She's the one at home, especially with our 2.5 week old. So she reminds me, you know, whenever I get tired, like there's a couple times you write all the time for records, and it's like, man, I'm too tired to go out write. And she was always the one that's like, no, we didn't sign up for this to not go do this. Like, go do it. Mm. We kind of keep each other trucking along. So,
yeah, great. Well, listen, one more. You mentioned earlier about being down at the river, you know, and spending some time speaking to God and listening to God in prayer. And so I was wondering, do a lot of your song ideas come through your devotion time, your prayer time, your Bible reading time? Where do you get most of your inspiration for your music?
Most of it's just in, like, my walk of the day talking to God. Whenever something has been bothering me, or I've felt anxious about something, and then for some reason, I don't know if y'all like me, but I get in those moments, and then I remember, oh, yeah, let's take this to God. because like wrestle with it for 30 minutes and then wonder why I was wrestling with it for 30 minutes. So those moments, and then a lot of just being at my church, just the Journey Church in Tennessee, and just being there and hearing people's stories and seeing how God can use, you know, these songs to go way further than the wings I could have ever given them. I just try to be open to my surroundings and right from that point.
Excellent. That's excellent.
Well, Jesse, Denelli, Spencer, you did a great job
today.
Thank
you. Thank you, Dan. Now, what do these three things have in common?
That's later. Okay, so, but he didn't ask you how often do you shave, which I thought that was going to be his first question, but...
I don't.
Yeah?
I don't.
Ever?
I do shave. My wife, she likes me to keep it, like, trimmed up, because I can grow a mean neard. Just a neck beard.
That David Crowder look.
Yeah, but it struggles on the side sometimes. We're just going to get personal here. I can grow a mean, awesome neard and nose hairs.
Oh, there you go.
Got to keep those
trimmed
on the
David Crowder
daily.
Look.
Yeah. Back to Crowder again. All right, so you have a new project coming out in August. It's called Say Hello.
Yes.
We're playing the title cut from that here on Shine.fm. Just started playing it last weekend.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, your record company people here, I don't even know if we're supposed to play it yet. You know, sometimes they release it a little early and they say, please don't add this until May 25th.
See, I love people like y'all.
And you're like, oh, I'm sorry, it's a good song. So we started playing it last week. So as I'm looking at this and we're getting ready to put it into the system, I see a name that is a co-writer on this with you. And I'm like, going, I know that name, Jeff.
Yeah.
And I'm like going, and this sounds a little bit different. Oh, what does this sound like? This sounds a little bit like Denver and the Mile High Orchestra.
Okay.
Wow. So what's your connection there? How do you know Jeff?
Like, I met him. He was probably one of the first people I met when I came to town.
Okay.
And me and him, we wrote a bunch of songs together and just had met over the years through the label some, too. And just became good friends. Which was, you know, I'm from the South, and it's just two different personalities, and we started writing, and it just works. And, well, I say it works, because I think the song is great, but he's just a cool person, just a cool, cool person. So
explain a little bit about the song.
So, yeah, so Say Hello, when I went to him, I was like, man, I want to write something fun and upbeat, because like we were saying earlier with the praise and worship thing, I was like, I want this to be, like, just praise, like, a continuing of like our thankfulness from whether your devotion or your walk or whatever. And man, it is that simple reminder I need for me that me and my wife have talked about that she likes as a mother or a child or whoever or wherever you are in life, that it really isn't about who we once were or the things that we hold on to. And the bridge says, whom the Son set free is free indeed. Ain't no chains going to tie these feet. And man, if that don't make you excited, I don't know what will. And so then it goes on to the song. It's just like, say goodbye to the worn and weary and say hello to the brand new you.
All right. So this is one of those songs. I'm thankful that it's a pretty nice day weather-wise, because this is one of those songs that you need. If you have a convertible, make sure the top's down.
Yeah.
And if you don't, roll down the windows and crank it up pretty much your speakers to 10 on this one, because you really need to experience this song. It's the Rhett Walker Band. They're brand new, and it's called Say Hello on Shine.fm.
If your pain is heavy and shame keeps pulling you back, if you've looked for answers that the world don't have, come on down to the Tim Revival. Say hello to the brand new you. Hear that gospel sound.
There you go. It's a brand new one from the Rhett Walker Band and title cut from your EP that's coming out in August. It's called Say Hello. All right. Did you do the clapping yourself on that one?
I did.
Did you get help from Jeff Cruz? Did he coach you on it?
Yeah, he coached me a little bit, but he always gets way off beat. So
he really does.
We're like, you just need... God gave Jeff the gift of listening.
Did he?
To music. You know, God gives some people a gift of singing, some of clapping, some are just open your ears and listen. So that's what he got.
Jeff's got good ears.
He's got great ears.
Now, I'll quote you on that. I think we're recording this so I can play it back.
Gosh, don't tell him.
I really appreciate that. Well, man, we have some folks in the audio in the studio, obviously. We appreciate you coming in today. Anything else you want to share? I mean, you've kind of been doing the tour thing. You've been recording.
Yeah.
You guys are having new children in your family. Anything else you want to share?
Yeah, no, just pay attention. I'm super excited about, like, this EP, like I said earlier. Like, it really is. I've spent a lot of time on this thing. And we're releasing a song to, like, Spotify and iTunes and all that stuff. In June.
Yeah, we don't like those, just so you know.
Yes. In June for Father's Day, in July for, which is called Peace in the Family. And we're just trying to get more music out there because the one thing I do struggle with right now is the lens that I'm looking at life through. And so that's why this song, Say Hello, kind of what we were talking about earlier is, you know, you get to choose that lens that you look at life through. And there's a lot of bad things in the world, but sometimes we choose to see the bad things in the world and we forget the good things that are right out our front door. So
there you go.
Wake up happy. We actually have victory. We have a reason to. So
I think that needs to be a new song. Wake up happy.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
Wake up happy or I'll smack you.
Okay. One more thing I want to share with you, because this doesn't happen very often, but I just got a text from my wife that says, and I quote, loved that new song.
Yes.
So there you go. We've been doing this a long time. And you have the Valerie Byrne stamp of approval right there.
Well, you were on Facebook when you said that. You're just being nice. She didn't really text that.
No, surely. You want to see it? It's right there.
Just kidding.
Look at that. What's the bottom thing that says?
Oh, Rhett's in there.
Yeah, no, don't say love that new song. So, Rhett, thanks for taking the time to come by and perform in the studio.
And follow me on Instagram. I'm posting a lot more pictures now. The label told me I need to get better at that. Okay. Still not good at it. And it might not make you any smarter, but you can follow along on the journey.
All right.
Rhett Walker Band on Instagram.
All right. Thanks again.
Thanks,
appreciate
y'all.
It.